Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for December the 6th, 2025. Every so often I get an email from this lady, Kara. She lives in, where is this? In North Texas. She said, I don't know what North Texas is. I have no idea. Anyway, I get very interesting emails from her, and I'm very grateful for her questions. And this question is one that I think is pertinent to a lot of people. I'm hearing it all the time in my counseling sessions. She says, should I be worried about myself and the world that I am going into? I am very concerned. And then she goes into a litany of stuff about politics. And Kara, I'm not a politician. I'm an ignorant little human being. I am not bamboozled by politics, but that's what it's meant to be. It's a very, shall we say, difficult situation to understand if you're in the pedestrian mentality. It's all about the manipulation of power and seeking to survive. That's all it's about, is survival. So I understand all of that. I really do. And as I go along here, hopefully I'll be able to help you just a wee bit. Being worried about it isn't going to change anything, not one single thing. Our survival and where our country is going, as you put it in your email, we're going from a republic. And again, I say to you, we were never a democracy, not even in the beginning. We are not a democracy. So don't let the media and all that fool you. We were a republic from the very beginning. And that means that we like to fight with each other, and we like to agree and then disagree. We have a lot of issues with ourselves and others. How we survive is very important to us. And then we're going into something else. This something else is going to be very difficult for some people to understand. But it is the result of the Kali Yuga. It is also a result of the Republic here, of us not paying attention to what's going on in those who make laws. And this is something that I can't stress enough to you, that will be done. You are not the government. Your life does not depend upon the government. The quality of your life lives within you. And if you can understand that quality and you live in that quality beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad, comfort and discomfort, then you will understand the way, the truth, and the light that is going on within you, and that will prevail. You have to work on yourself. But as you say, at 43, you haven't done any inner work. You don't know what it's about. It frightens you. Seems that everything frightens women. It just does. They either get very angry or they get very frightened, and they turn their fear into anger. And this is something that really creates a lot of problems. We only care about two things about ourselves: our ethnic background and our gender. And that's about it. We don't understand anything more. We don't want to understand anything more. We just want to have fun and get through this life as painlessly as possible. But if you really understand what you're asking about being painless and what that entails within us, you will find that you and I, by living in such a way, go into a tremendous mischief. And this mischief will be the way we live within ourselves emotionally, psychologically, physiologically. We will miss the whole effort of what it means to spiritually awaken. And I don't really like that word spiritual, but it's the only one I have. It's the only. Logic and reasoning destroy our spirit. They do. And the more we think through logic and reasoning, the more the spirit of our life is diminished, and we don't have very much to offer ourselves or the world because we're so busy trying to keep our fingers in all the holes in the dike of our ego, of our emotions. So we panic, and that's what you're doing right now. You're panicking, and that won't do you any good. It's not going to change anything. You're going to have to understand that as within, so be the without. So the only thing you really have control over, as it were, would be how you live within yourself, how you position yourself, your inner posture with yourself. And if you can accept that, understand that, allow for that, let that be the means of your life, then you have something tremendous going on within you. And you won't be subject to the things you probably fear the most, whatever they may be. But if you're not steadfast in your effort, if you're not willing to go deeper and in more profound ways, learning how your body works, how your mind works, how your emotions work, if you're not able to understand any of this or are willing to understand any of this, there you are. You'll be stuck with the way you operate from your genetics, from your DNA, and that will cause you a great deal of suffering. It will. So you've got to decide how you want this to pan out for yourself. I have a lot of people who ask me the same question you're asking, and it's an ugly thing. I want you to remember that in the days of Lao Tzu, who was the author of the Tao, and Jesus, who lived in the times of Roman occupation, their governments were very heavy. And yet they found that which lived within them that opened up many, many doors of love, of compassion. They ate, they had water, they drank, they had a life, you know, in the biology, but they, you know, didn't fight with the powers that be. They rendered unto Caesar that which was Caesar's, and unto God, as Jesus put it, that which was God's. So if you really live in that venue, if you can learn to live absent of the fear of whatever you believe is happening in and of the world, our government, this United States, obviously, then you can live a more conscious life. And that's really all it's about, is living consciously, not living in the predicaments of politics. If you get involved in that, you're just going to lose yourself, and you're going to lose everything that's valuable within you, your heart, your authentic heart, not your human heart, your authentic heart. You will never know it. Most people live all their lives, all those years, with all the things that happen to them, and never know their heart. Never. What a tragedy. And it is a real tragedy. And the sad aspect of it is, it just goes on and on and on. We arrogantly think that what we think is what is happening, and what we think is not happening, not the way we think it's happening. We put ourselves in very awkward positions. So I want you to think about this, Kara, for a moment. What is a thought that exists by itself? Let that be something you work on. What is a thought that exists by itself, without a mind, without a person, without emotion? What is a thought without a thinker? Let's just do that. If you can work on that, if you can live in that, then something beautiful is happening within you. You will start to open up to things you didn't know existed. You will start to realize things that are more powerful than what you've ever known before. And a kindness and a generosity will begin to emerge. And that is very, very important. I hope that helps you. Anyway, Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you all for your questions and your attentions. Please forgive me. Namaste.